Man Has Kids by the Fair Maiden of Fandom. Fandom: Batman, all media types. Justice League, all media types. Relationships: Bruce Wayne and his kids. Tim Drake and Bruce Wayne. Diana, Wonder Woman and Bruce Wayne. Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne. Diana, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne. Characters: Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent, Diana, Wonder Woman, Hal Jordan, Barry Allen, John Johns, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne. Additional tags: Bruce Wayne is a good parent. Bruce Wayne has too many kids. Bat Family meets Justice League. Crack. Crack treated seriously. Summary: The Justice League finds out that Batman has kids. The Justice League was in the middle of a meeting. Everyone was bored out of their minds. Hal was using the ring to create tiny constructs to fiddle around with. Clark was listening in on a TV show in Smallville, and Barry was literally vibrating in his seat. Only John and Diana were bothering to pay attention to what Batman was saying. Out of nowhere, the group heard an upbeat jingle begin to play. Barry, Hal, and John looked around, trying to figure out what was playing music during Batman's speech. Clark and Diana grinned at each other. There was an irritated sigh, and Batman pinched his nose through his cowl. It was coming from Batman. He glared at it, pressing a button to make it stop. He began to speak once more. Our next missions need... The jingle started up again. This time, Batman let out a low growl as he pressed the button again. As I was saying, our next missions need to... Hal and Barry snickered as the jingle went off again. Batman looked remarkably irritated. He clicked the button. Speaking lowly, he answered, "What?" A tired voice came through. "Hey, B, can you come back to the cave? A had to go to the store, and Robin's stupid cow keeps trying to eat my shirt. I would call N, but he's on a stakeout, and BG's out. Red Hood obviously isn't an option. I would just leave, but A said I had to watch the little brat." Batman groaned. Honestly groaned. "Can't you just tell him to make her leave you alone?" I tried. He laughed, then told me that if I hurt any part of her, that he would make sure I lost an organ. Barry piped up, "Bats?" "What is it, Flash?" The voice made an O sound. "I forgot that you had that meeting today. How bored are they?" Batman looked absolutely tired of everything. He sighed once more. "Very. I'll be home in little less than an hour. Can't you just sedate him?" "Your son or the cow?" the voice snorted. "The cow." "Can't. The demon would kill me." The white lenses in the bat suit closed. "Tell Robin that I said to get his cow out of the cave, and Red, get some sleep." Red made a sipping noise. "No can do, B. Been working on the Donosky case this week, and now Tam's gonna kill me if I don't get these reports done." "Just no more coffee." Red whined. "But B..." Batman let out a bat growl. "No. More. Coffee." "You do know that that stupid growl doesn't work on any of us anymore, right? Even Signal doesn't care." Batman sighed. "Again. Just go." "Signing off." When the call ended, Batman once again closed his eyes for a minute. When he opened them again, Clark and Diana were smiling, John looked confused, and Barry and Hal were gaping at him. "As I was saying before, our missions need to be more organized." "Hold up! You can't just go back to the meeting after that! You have kids!" "Yes, I do, as you all heard. I have to get back to them soon. Let's wrap up this meeting." "Are the kids normal? Are they heroes? Is one of your kids really the Red Hood?" "No, yes, and yes. Is that all?" Wait. How many kids do you even have?" 5 to 9? "That's not an answer." "Yes, it is." Hal plopped back into his chair. "Wow, okay. I did not expect you to be a family man, Spooky." Batman smirked at him. "There's a lot you don't know about me." Hal was about to snipe back when Clark interrupted. "Batman, Red just sedated Bat-Cow. Robin isn't very happy." You might want to head back now? Thank you, Clark. I trust you and Diana to wrap up this meeting. Diana, A would like to have you both over for dinner again. He turned and strode out of the room. There was a moment of quiet before Halm realized something. You two know who he is? The end.